This podcast is a ministry of New Song Christian Fellowship in Louisville, Kentucky. We are led by our senior pastors, Jeff and Tracy Lamont. The sermon this week is titled Harvest Project Sunday and was offered by Pastor Jeff Lamont. It was recorded on January 19th, 2020. It's our prayer that God will use it to begin and reveal something new in you. God bless.
Let me just share for just a minute, and then I'm going to introduce the folks that are really going to preach today. I want to share just very quickly about bringing the kingdom of God. How many of you, hopefully you're reading through the Bible together with us, and you've gotten into the book of Matthew, and you're reading it along with us. And one of the things I hope you're noticing is that Jesus, in fact, John the Baptist sets the pace, and then Jesus follows. That the message right from the get-go is preach the kingdom. Why the kingdom? And sometimes when we use the term kingdom, we get confused, or we don't understand it, or we're not sure what it fully means. And over these next few weeks, I want to dive in a little deeper and bring a richer, deeper understanding. But Jesus came to proclaim the kingdom. It literally is a revolution, if you will. In the beginning, the Father God had given rulership, dominion to Adam and Eve over the earth. They lost it through their sin and disobedience. But Jesus has come to break in with a new kingdom, reclaiming that which was lost through sin and disobedience. And there is a clash of two kingdoms that's going on right now on this earth. And I think it's pretty obvious if you look around, if you pay any attention. There is a kingdom of light and there is a kingdom of darkness. Both are vying right now for dominion on this earth. When Jesus is taken into the wilderness and tempted by the enemy offers him essentially the kingdoms of this world, but it's at his cost. It's at his bidding. Jesus doesn't dispute the fact that the enemy has some claim to things right now, but Jesus has come to break in a new kingdom, to bring a new kingdom. And I love this quote from Pastor Jack. Christlikeness includes the reflecting of the beauty of the person of Christ and ministering with his effectiveness. When Jesus was on this earth, he proclaimed the kingdom, and then he demonstrated the kingdom. Because the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, is much different than the kingdom of darkness. In fact, in John 10:10, it tells us very clearly what the enemy's agenda is: to kill, steal, and destroy. So whenever you look around and you see death, loss, and destruction, you know the enemy is at work. Those are the things that clearly give way to that. But where you see healing and where you see freedom and where you see grace and where you see forgiveness and where you see joy, the kingdom of God is breaking in. The kingdom of God is coming and setting up residence in hearts and lives. It's very interesting to me. You look at the four, Matthew's all about making disciples. Mark is about the miracle manifestations that will follow the preaching of the word of God. Luke is about waiting for power from on high. John is about receiving that power, the Holy Spirit. And then Acts kind of ties it all together. And this is the way we as the church should be living out our daily reality, witnessing in the power and the purity of the Holy Spirit. I want to say to you this morning, there's two legs that the church stands on, that the church moves on, that the church actually is a force in the earth, and those two legs are power and purity. And those two legs need to be firmly established in the church today. Some churches tend to just focus on the power side of things without giving much thought to the character, the integrity, and the purity that Jesus is calling his people to walk in. Some focus on the purity and absolutely leave out the power, even say it's totally gone, it's ceased. But together, those two make an incredible breaking in on this earth to bring what God intends. So just one last thought, and then I'm going to introduce some kingdom people to you. Kingdom people are those who bring love where there's hurt, hate, and fear. We are the people who bring health where there's sickness and affliction. We are people who bring life where there is death and hope where there is depression and despair. That's what kingdom people do. They proclaim, they're about proclamation of the kingdom of God. The kingdom has come. The kingdom is among you. Jesus is here. Jesus has come. He has paid the price for your sin. He is making a way for you. And then demonstrating the kingdom by doing the very things that Jesus himself did. Praying over the sick. Believing God for miracles. Reaching out and believing God for freedom in people's hearts and lives. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen, church? He's still doing what he did back then, today, in and through his people. And that's the commission he's given us to be representatives of the kingdom of God. Are you allowing the kingdom to through you? Are you allowing Jesus' power and purity to lead and guide you in your life? Are you absolutely allowing God to bring his transforming power, the presence of his holiness and his beauty in your life so that sin has no place to hide and you are a person of integrity and a person of character? And at the same time, are you trusting the Lord to move and work through your prayers and allowing him to do what only he can do through you? Because he wants to. In just a very simple, easy way. So many times, it's just incredible what God does when somebody steps out and says, you know what, can I pray for you? I believe Jesus would want to bring a touch in your life. I believe Jesus would want to bring a breakthrough in that situation. I believe Jesus would want to turn that around. Can I pray for you? It's amazing what God does when we're just obedient to follow his heart. Amen? So this morning, it is my privilege and honor to introduce to you some kingdom movers and shakers, some missionaries from our Harvest Project who are absolutely bringing the kingdom everywhere they go. So would you guys all stand up and I'll introduce you real quick. And we're going to hear just a minute or two from each of them. So my wonderful wife's going to be a part here in a minute. Jose and Marissa, Neil and Juanita, and Cody and Heather, can you give them a good hand? So they're going to share a little bit. God bless you guys. Somebody kick us off.
Hello. My name's Marissa, if you haven't met me. My husband and I are on staff. Jose's my husband. We're on staff at Youth with a Mission here in Louisville. I just wanted to start off by saying, first of all, that, like, wow, I've never seen a church so mission-minded. Like, New Song is, yeah, like, blowing it out of the water with that. So I just want to say that. But for me and Jose, over the years, God has been, like, clarifying his direction for us and his calling on our lives specifically. And pretty much it's boiled down to teaching, and a lot recently we found through the Bible and really leading others in knowing God through his word. And that opportunity has come through our Bible. And for me specifically, what I wanted to share about is really overall this really a move of God, I believe, to bring us back to his word and a love for his word. And that's something I've gotten to see firsthand in all of, like, all across the board in our base. And so in the discipleship training school, we run 3 training schools. In the discipleship training schools, I've had a couple chances to teach. On one topic is why we can trust the Bible. And I never realized how important this topic was. As I taught on it, I mostly hit on the topics of how did we get the Bible, and really going back in the history of it. And I shared these things, but what I was really surprised at was afterward how many people came to me and, like, this was really important for me to hear. I needed this. And one girl specifically came to me the next day at lunch and was like, hey, I grew up with some really, like, wrong views of how, like, why I could trust the Bible or whatever. And she's like, when I heard this, this was just, so, like, brought me such clarity. And when we know that we can trust God's word, that makes so much difference because it then has authority in our lives. So that's one example or testimony of what God's been doing, and yeah, I love that, so.
So Jose, just real quick, I forgot to do this, and Heather asked me to do this. Where'd Heather go? Oh, there she is back there. So one of the cool things is these guys are from YWAM Louisville, and they're part of our support. We have support for a lot, but I just wanted to mention you guys are all part of YWAM Louisville, except Miss Tracy. And she's a YWAM Louisville associate. So that's what Andy called us. Anyway, just wanted to say that. Go ahead, Jose.
I just wanted to touch base more about what Marissa was saying. So it is our third year running this Bible school here at YWAM. And I've had the privilege to work and teach in all three of them so far. But I wanted to share a quick testimony about last year. So a year came back last year, but I think it really does hit home this point of why we really need to be rooted in the scriptures, why it's so important for a biblical foundation to be able to do the things that God's called us to do. Mm. So we went to Fiji, and what we do with this Bible school is we put on seminars and we go on outreach. And these seminars are about biblical education. So we're training local churches and leaders in those churches, pastors, associate pastors, things like that, in biblical education. So we talk about why we can trust the Bible. We go in deep on how to study it, and also just to really persuade people. Not that people need to be persuaded about this, but to really remind people that they can understand the Bible, and that God wants to be understood through His Bible. And so, in this particular seminar, we were talking about the character of Abraham. And in the audience was a woman who grew up in the church. She was actually the daughter of the pastor. And so she's heard this story many, many times. And so when we were talking about it, a lot of things wasn't new to her. But what was going on in her life was that God was using Abraham and his story to really speak to her and say things like, I want to use you to do great things. I want you to do this, and I want to use you to go out and reach people. In her village in Fiji, but she was always very, very hesitant because she had a lot of fear about trusting the Lord, about what it was going to look like to go and do these things, kind of break the mold of what was normal for her in her life, and now start to go out and like Abraham did and really trust the Lord. So in this particular night, we're talking about Abraham, and we're talking about his character because we want to see how did he end up getting used by God in this huge move. And one of the verses we looked at was Genesis 15. And in that first verse, Genesis 15:1, it actually says where God shows up to Abraham, and starts speaking to Abraham, and he starts by saying, "Fear not. Do not fear." And I think in that moment, it really clicked for her that, like, Abraham and herself had the same struggle. And at first, like, for most of her life, she felt like she couldn't do what God called her to do because of her fear. She felt like her fear disqualified her, that she couldn't have the faith like that Abraham had. And I think in that moment, she realized that Abraham's faith really came from the choices he made in his fear. And that it wasn't fear that disqualified him, but really pushed him to actually make that decision of how he's going to trust the Lord. And that's where his fear came, his faith came from. That's just one story of how we really need to make sure that we are spending time in the Word, being rooted in the Word, because it is how we not only understand God's character, but how we can do the things that God's called us to do, how we can be empowered to do what He's asked us to do. And we can take a look at a lot of these stories and maybe even relate to a lot of these people in the Bible and see how we can start making choices like they did. And so later this year, I think towards the end of April, we're going to go again, not to Fiji, I don't know where, but we're going to go out into the nations and bring this seminar, bring this training again, and it's going to be awesome.
Hi, my name's Juanita, and I just wanted to share a couple things of like what we do at YWAM Louisville and how you guys are helping us, be missionaries there. So actually last year, I went to my 10th country with YWAM Louisville, had never flown, had never left the country before. I did my discipleship training school with them in 2015, and last year hit number 10 with Jordan. And so, yeah, it's just been super cool seeing the Lord do a lot in the nations. And we actually just sent out about, say, like 55 to 60 people to Peru, the Philippines, Egypt, and India. So, yeah, super exciting. You guys can be praying for them for sure. But I just wanted to share a quick testimony about our time in Vietnam last January and February. So it was our last week actually in Vietnam, and we had like every week we had this thing like in the student square at the university that we were working with, where we invited people, did a drama, shared worship, and then like asked them if they wanted to accept Jesus. And so it was our last night there, and we had invited actually all the friends that we had like become really good friends with and like invested in over our time there. We'd invited them, and so we shared the drama about the gospel, sang some worship songs, and then someone got up and asked and like shared the actual gospel with them and asked them if they wanted to accept Jesus. And actually all of them, like it was like 20 plus people that we had invested in, all of them raised their hands and said that they wanted Jesus. So yeah, it was like insane. Very cool. That's just one really cool testimony of how you guys are helping us go to the nations and share Jesus with people. So thank you.
And my name's Neil. That was my wife, if you guys didn't know. I was a part of some of those trips that we took last year. I actually went to Egypt last year and also Jordan. Helping disciple some of our students through our training schools. But now I've taken a step back from those schools, and I'm actually a student again in this Bible School for the Nations. And it has been incredible. It's only been 2 weeks, and the Lord has blown me away like so many times. I'm looking at the Bible in a way I've never looked at it before. I would always just take the Bible and see it as this like super spiritual book that, you know, you have to really try hard to understand it. And it can be hard to understand sometimes, but we're learning how to study the Bible without our assumptions of what it means whenever we read the scriptures. We're doing it right, and we're not just reading little parts of the scriptures and just saying, okay, this is what I'm going to take for today, and you might miss the bigger picture of what God is actually trying to portray through those books. Something that I've learned throughout this first couple weeks is they call the Bible the meta-narrative, and that basically means, like, with that, it's God's revelation of himself for us. And I've been seeing God, like, in new ways that I haven't seen him before in the Word. I'm really excited to tackle scriptures that are difficult and, like, maybe kind of scary to even think about, like, oh, why did God do this and why did God do that? But knowing that God is good and, yeah, there's a reason for everything that happened is very awesome, and I'm super excited to do that. I'm just seeing how God's Word is, it's really so powerful, and it's sharper than any double-edged sword that it just cuts to your heart. And, yeah, I've been super blessed to be able to do this, but also, like Jose and Marissa said, they do an outreach. Like, it's not just a Bible school that we get to learn about the Bible. Like, we take it to the nations and teach, and I'm super excited to do that, and you guys will share in that because of what you guys are doing and giving to us. So I know that we're all super grateful for that, and the people that will learn are also super grateful. So thank you, guys.
How's it going? My name's Cody. And here recently, within the past couple years, I've really felt like the Lord has been honing me in on this particular calling of media and video with an emphasis on video. I have a passion for video and not just writing stories about God, but capturing him in the moments, like when we're overseas and stuff like that. So there's this Bible verse I want to read. It's out of Matthew 10, verse 16. It says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep amidst wolves. That sounds very hopeful, doesn't it? But God is so good because he gives us instructions soon after a calling or a charge. He really does. And here it is. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I think as a people, we do a great job at being harmless as doves. But the part as like wise as serpents. And what we can know about God and who he is that what was meant for harm, God uses for the good. And the way I see that is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, what was meant for harm, God can use for good, and he's doing it, you know? So he's really called me to this area of social media and going on outreaches and capturing God in those moments through somebody else's eyes. And what I like to say is, you know, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, what does a video do, you know? And so, like, God has been calling me to this place of capturing what's going on in these different countries and bringing it back so that way when we get opportunities to speak at other churches or post these things to other platforms, we are shining a light in a very dark area. And something that was meant for harm becomes good, and that stuff is contagious. It gets, you know, I'd be lying if, and through that people are hopeful. They see God moving around the world. You know, I'd be lying if I told you we weren't trying to recruit as well while we're online. So we have students that come in off of a post of encouragement or a video. I saw this and I wanted more, so I'm here. But not only that, they stop there. They go through 3 months of training, and then they go share that with somebody else whose life is ultimately changed, and that's contagious. And it keeps going, so, yeah. You got the package? All right, give me the package. Here you go.
Oh, goodness. Well, that, I think, even that pass off, oh, wait, I'm Heather, by the way, in case you guys don't know. But that pass off is very significant for me, actually. That represents something I'm really passionate about at our YWAM location, which is children and families. I am over our children's department, and so I write curriculum, train our teachers so that our staff members who are serving, who have families, they can also serve, particularly the moms, because a lot of times moms try, after they have a kid, they're like, well, how am I going to plug into this full-time mission? What does that look like? And there are many skill sets and gifts that a lot of our moms have that we want to use within our community. So I'm over the department that makes that happen. It allows the moms to be able to come in and to be able to serve in their calling, but yet also be a mom. And the cool thing about our job is we get to bring our kids to work. And we have some wonderful staff members who volunteer their time. That's a part of their job role, to watch our kids for us a couple hours out of the week. So I'm very passionate about that. But I want to share that my heart behind that is that our children aren't just tagging along on the mission field, that they know that they are also missionaries too, that they can be taught the gospel, and at 3, at 4, they can share the gospel. We have seen when God calls us as a family to the mission field, we have seen God use our children to open doors, to be able to share. And I'm really passionate about our children being championed in that way, that they are sharing the gospel with us. And I was thinking today, you know, why am I here? Before the passion of the children, how did I get here? And it's been 10 years since I've been in missions and started this journey. Personally, the Lord has brought us through so many things and just conquered so many things personally in my life. And, you know, we go because the Bible tells us to go over and over again. You can find scripture that says, go into all the nations. How will they hear unless they are sent? You know, or unless they're preached to and they're sent. But personally for me, I go because he came after me. He came after me. He captured my heart. He set me free. And it would be an injustice to call myself his daughter and not say, come on into the family. Come on, on. There's so much room. Come on. So I go because I want to grow our family. I want to grow our body. So thank you all for supporting us and sending us down to our littlest YWAMer over there. Thank you for sending us all. So,
thank you, girl. Hey guys, good morning. I'm the last one. I just wanted to let you know, we are a part of a ministry called Women of the Well. Mona goes with me, Beth goes with me, also Gail Bowen goes with me, and I've had several of you all go with me at one time or another. And that ministry is run by a lady named Summer Dickerson. She was trafficked at a very young age. She's coming in February, her 5 years, she's been off the street and been saved. And so God has done a great job. I mean, just has redeemed her life. And so she feels called to also help women who have been either domestic, they've been abused, they're on drugs, you know, they're on the street, they've been trafficked as well. So part of that ministry is what we really focus on is Esther's House. And it's a residential program to bring these ladies off the street and in a place of safety. And hey, girl, I didn't know you were still here. Anyway, so she has different phases. We were just there. I go there every third Wednesday of the month. And so I met her at a conference. I had gone to a conference trying to figure out what is trafficking here in Louisville? What does that look like? And so part of her ministry is she educates people. What does that look like? Pedophiles, all that kind of stuff. People are groomed, all that. So she brings a lot of education there. I met her there, and I just loved her. And I asked the Lord, because it was such an overwhelming topic, because I'm just me, you know. And I don't even know anything about that. So Lord, I said, what am I supposed to do? And the Lord said, you love her. Pray for her and be her friend. That's all I want you to do. I said, well, okay. So I just came to her. I said, what do you need help with? And she said, you know, I go into strip clubs. She does all that. She has friends, you know, the ladies on the street. She knows them by name. So she does that kind of ministry as well. And I said, do you need us to come there with you? And she said, no, you know what I need? I need real women to come into this residential program with these women and love them, feed them, be friends with them. I need you to play games with them. They don't know, they've never had women that are healthy and really want to be with them and know them by name and not want something from them. There's always a catch. And so if you can just be Jesus to them, I'm like, you know, I'm all about feet. Oh, yeah. So we bring in a rotisserie chicken. That's my thing. Caesar salad, some drinks, some cookies. We sit down with the ladies. We introduce ourselves. Some women don't want to talk to us. Well, that's okay. That's all right. We'll pray for them anyway. So we talk about what we're going to do, and we play games with them. We eat together. This last week, I brought in some journals, and we bought them some journals, and I taught them how to study the Bible. And we all went around, and I said, what did you get? They told me what they got. A lot of them are, you know, they're coming in voluntarily, a lot of them. And so a lot of them are ripe. We got to lead one of the ladies to the Lord a couple months ago. Some of them are saved because some are witnesses to them. They are required to go to Celebrate Recovery, which is a Christian-based recovery program. They also have other requirements that they do as well. So it's amazing because I am so out of my element, ladies. I'm so out of my element. But the Lord just shows up. He just shows up, and it's still awkward at times. But, you know, God calls us into awkward places. He just does. And he uses who you are. You don't have to be anybody else. You just come. And sometimes I just feel like, you know how it is when you jump off a high dive and you belly flop? I mean, it's just painful, and it really looks painful. I'm like, God, help me, because I just belly flopped, and I do it a lot. And I just want to encourage you, he can use you anywhere. If you have a compassion, the glory, feel drawn to something, you know, your expertise. So it's the kingdom that's coming. And so how that comes through you, I just want to encourage you, and this is what we want. Be the kingdom of God. Let it be awkward. Awkward silence. It's okay. Awkward and weird. I mean, I just try, guys. Anyway, we love you all. So thank you for all of your giving and prayer. We appreciate it.
Hey, can we give all these guys a good hand? Give them all a good hand. Amazing. You know, here's what the church is. This is what the church is, I believe, according to Scripture. It's a movement of people, right? The word church actually comes from the word ekklesia, which means those that have been called out. We're a movement of people on a mission. It's the mission of God. There is no more important mission, believe me. Co-mission, we talk about the great co-mission. That means on a mission with God. He's with you as you are sharing the good news, as you are loving people. We're a movement of people on a mission with a message. And it's a message that can change hearts and lives. And it is, the name of Jesus, we read this week, is the hope of the world. Amen? Absolutely the hope of the world. And by the way, these guys are incredible missionaries, but so are you. In fact, in God's eyes, every one of you are missionaries and ministers where he's sending you. So be the light. Amen? Would you stand with me today? Have you had a good time today? Has this been good? So Wednesday night, come out for worship. All right, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8, come out for prayer. Next week, come and enjoy the end of the fast and the meal we'll have afterwards. Sign up for the Men, Women, Kingdom of God Conference. Lots going on. So, and be praying over the Harvest Project card this week. So, Father, go with us now. And, Lord, thank you that you've called us to be ministers and missionaries of your love and grace to this world all around us. May we do so this week for your glory. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. 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 God bless you. You're dismissed.